Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Medium's Porch. I am Kathleen Bolt, Medium Kathleen in Lilydale. We are coming to you from Facebook and from Blog Talk Radio. And on our podcast today, we're going to explore the perspectives on the spiritual process, privilege, people, and power of communication from the spirit world. In today's episode, we are going to explore you as a spirit. We are providing a perspective on how you, as a spiritual form, in form, can further your enjoyment in this world as we know it. The person we are here with today is Carol Cowan. Carol Cowan is going to be teaching us the emotional freedom technique and sharing with us the history and the value of doing this technique to help bring balance to our lives. Carol has worked in the field of social work and therapeutic treatment for the past 20 years. She is a yoga practitioner and personal coach and author of two books: The Hidden Secrets of EFT, An Uncensored Guide to Using EFT to Promote Dramatic Lifestyle Change. And the other book, Step into Synchronicity, Dancing with the Divine to Create Magic and Miracles in Your Life. Carol is dedicated to personal growth and motivating others to experience and achieve deep desires. She has worked with others for the treatment of trauma, addictions, attachment, mental health, eating disorders, and self-esteem. Her special passion for the neuroscience of behavior change and evidence-based forms of treatment resulted in her certification with eye movement desensitization, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, which other people know as EMDR, and emotional freedom technique, which others know as EFT. So, Carol Cowan, welcome to the show. And I just want to say thank you for being with us today. Carol and I met a very long time ago, and we've been out of each other's lives over the years. And recently I came across her again, and we started sharing the joy of EFT as I have experienced it and worked with it myself. So, Carol, share a little bit more with us. Go ahead, Carol. Tell us a little bit about emotional freedom technique.
Oh, well, first, thank you so much for having me on the show today, because like you said, we've been in touch for years now. So this is a beautiful manifestation, I think, of, our work together and how it's similar. So as a social worker, EFT is one of the tools that I like to use in my work with clients, as is, EMDR. But our focus for today will be emotional freedom technique. So I was trained by the founder of EFT, Gary Craig, back in, I'm going to say, 2008. So I've been using it for quite some time. I teach and train other practitioners on how to use EFT, if they're coaches and whatnot, want to use that with clients. And then a lot of the clients that I work with one-on-one, I also use EFT. So I like to describe it as a psychological form of acupuncture or acupressure that we use to rewire an emotional response to a thought about the past, the present, or the future. So in a nutshell, what we're doing is using the calming effects of EFT to shift an emotional response. So it can be something present day, but it can also be something in the past. So I might have a client bring up a past memory specifically that usually elicits a particular emotion. So when I think of that person or that situation, I might feel, anger or frustration or hurt or guilt or embarrassment or rejection. And then I have my client tune into that memory and that feeling. We scale that feeling. How intense is that on a scale of 1 to 10? How much distress does that cause you? And can you feel that viscerally in your physical body? And we know that when we feel something emotionally, like your job as well, is to feel that energetically. We can feel that radiate within someone's energetic field, right? And but when we focus on that, and then we tap the acupressure points, the 14 acupressure points that are part of EFT, and some eye movements as well to balance the brain. And then we tap to feel calm. And I think of that past memory and get you to tune into it. We tap the acupressure points to feel calm and relaxed. Think of that memory, tap to feel calm. Think of that memory, tap to feel calm. The next time you think of that memory, you feel calm instead of whatever, negative emotion, should we use that term.
A lot like
Does that make sense?
conditioning, like giving your dog a treat when where they've done something good, and you give it to them again and again until finally they just go ahead and do that thing. Yeah.
Right. And so I do the talk about the classical conditioning, right? So if you ring a bell and feed a dog, ring a bell, feed a dog, ring a bell, the dog salivates. If you have an implicit memory that gets tied to an experience, so you have an emotional reaction to an experience. So let's say something doesn't go your way and you're really looking forward to that, and you feel disappointment and you feel frustration, or there's an ending of a relationship or a big fight you've had with somebody, or you get humiliated by a teacher in a classroom, that leaves a mark, right? An implicit memory. It's a different type of memory. There's an emotion that gets recorded along with that. And so that leaves a bit of a mark. But and every time you go back to that, you actually strengthen the neurosynaptic connections in your brain. So we actually strengthen that. If we go and tell our friend what happened, and then the other friend what happened, and then our partner what happened, and the more that we tell that story, the more that you actually strengthen that neural pathway.
So, and then grooves on a record kind of thing?
Totally, like grooves on a record. And so what we do with EFT is we unhook first. So we want to neutralize the emotional reaction when we tune into that memory. And then I rehook a different emotional response. So I'll go back to the Pavlovian dog experiment first. If you ring a bell, ring a bell and feed a dog, and ring a bell and feed a dog, ring a bell, the dog salivates. If I rang that bell and let the dog outside, initially the dog's a bit confused. But if I ring the bell and let the dog outside, and ring a bell and let the dog outside, ring the bell, let the dog outside, the next time I ring the bell, the dog will
go outside.
Gonna go to the door instead of going to be fed.
It's time.
So we rewire, recondition the emotional response. So if I think of that past event and tap to feel calm, and then I rehook, maybe I can choose to forgive them instead. Maybe I can open up my mind to see the situation differently. I wonder if I could choose to be calm and confident instead. So I have a different, infinite different ways of phrasing it to help people rewire a different emotional response, because we can't change the event in terms of what happened to somebody,
right?
But we can shift the story around it, and we can shift the emotional reaction to it. And that's what provides freedom for people, right? Because that's what we can do.
So an image comes into my mind. So as an energy body, we have a magnetic field. And yeah. So we're recording information as we go through our lives. So yeah. EFT, would you say EFT is a way of going in and editing that recording?
Oh, I like that word, editing.
You know, it's like doing a video or doing what we're doing right now. We can go in later and tweak it if we wanted to, right? Take parts or, you know, shorten parts so they're not just holding our attention.
Right. Because the part of the brain where the emotional memory lies is always in the now, right? So it's still in the energetic field because there is actually only the now, the present moment should be. So I might talk about rewiring the memory from the past, or you're anticipating something about the future. But when you think about that thing about the future, your body responds your energetic field as right. If you're in the now. Same with the past. That thing happened last week, last month, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. When you go back and tell that story, that's telling your energetic field now, because there is only the now. So we're going to go and edit the past or the future, but it'll change your energetic field in the present moment.
Right. Now, I have a quick question. Some of the therapies that were brought forward in the last century were around talking, were around sharing the memories. So would you agree that we need to at first identify that and find that memory, but then we change it? Because what I have experienced through talking to others and speaking with therapists is that the process of just talking doesn't seem to bring much benefit.
No, because it never makes it past the brainstem. I mean, what we need is an emotional reaction, which is the limbic system of the brain. We need a different emotional reaction. And most people can't get past that with just talk therapy. And mm-hmm. So what I like about things like what are called bottoms-up technique. So EMDR, emotional freedom technique, meditation, hypnosis, or it's called like a bottoms-up technique, psychosomatic work, so using the body. Those sorts of approaches are bottoms up. We're working from subcortical regions of the brain so that we can shift emotionally first. Right. And what happens is that we have a new automatic thought about that as a result of that. You know, CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy, talk therapy, which is the grandfather, and I still have great respect and still use CBT, is what we call a top-down method. I'm using prefrontal cortex to try to think different.
Cognitive behavior therapy, CBT.
Correct. Cognitive behavioral therapy. So I'm having this reaction emotionally because of a past experience and I'm feeling anxious, but then I'll just tell myself it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. And use my affirmation. And the body's like, well, that's fine, but I don't really feel that way.
I'm just thinking, screaming in the background.
Yeah, it doesn't make it past the brainstem. And so we actually can't shift emotionally or energetically until we make it past that. And that's why I'm a big fan at this point. I'm 20 years in the field now. I'm like, I like bottoms up techniques. I mean, I do a little bit of CBT. It's kind of incorporated in the languaging that we use with emotional freedom techniques. So there does need to be an understanding of that. But that's the difference I think that we're seeing in the field now, because research is indicating now. So the research around EFT indicates that an hour of tapping can reduce cortisol levels by 24% within an hour. That's kind of amazing. It also reduces activity in two parts of the brain called the hippocampus and the amygdala. So the amygdala, its job is kind of to be on alert if there's some sort of fear or anxiety or, you know, something that's we need to be wary of. And the hippocampus, its job is sort of to record emotions related to memory. So what we do is we calm those two parts of the region of the brain and it re-records the memory as calm. So if I go back to the memory that was really disturbing emotionally, whether that's, you know, anger, hurt, frustration, or rejection, if I go back and I tap to feel calm, I go back and I tap to feel calm, it re-records the memory as safe. It's okay, right? So Dawson Church has a great website called EFTuniverse.com. He's got a whole section on the research that's being done. It's now an evidence-based form of therapy. If you want to check that out, I highly recommend checking out the research section on EFTuniverse.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting about what you're saying is, as spiritual beings, sometimes we tend to, those of us that are interested and invested in developing our spirituality is more important, and to the point of what I'm trying to say, is that we tend to get lost in that ethereal and that spiritual aspect and, you know, all of that, and we forget about the body. And then there's those of us that are totally about the pragmatic, the practical, let's deal with the material world, let's be practical, let's get things done, let's use our physical body. It's a true spiritual journey involves both, right? Mm. We're spirit that have come into a physical form. And so working, I love this EFT and even the EMDR as you've described it, because it incorporates the two. It brings the marriage of the two together in a way that they are allies rather than enemies, which then I would imagine based on natural law and law of attraction, that if you could manage to be that in yourself, because they always say peace starts with you, right? Mm-hmm, you bring those two together. And if you have that marriage and balance within yourself, then you're going to be echoing that out in your magnetic field, which means you will be attracting the highest and best to you and to everyone else that comes into your sphere of influence.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I did my undergrad in social work, mm-hmm. and then I applied to do my master's a long time ago and I didn't get in. And so I went on this tangent for about a decade, and I did yoga teacher training, and I did Vipassana meditation, and I did a Reiki, and I did I had gone off into that world of the ethereal world. I was gone for like a decade. And then I came back around. I did my master's in social work, which is a bit more grounded in, you know, evidence-based therapy and whatnot. And so now I have this beautiful integration, because both are true. It's not either or. We need the body and the mind and the energy field for someone to shift, elevate, transition, heal. It's really the integration of both. And so I feel really blessed.
I love how the universe, you know, the basic path for your life involved not getting what you wanted right away.
Yeah.
Give you an opportunity. So it's like, actually, when a door closes, sometimes it's an opportunity for something else, right? Yeah. And you've given very good evidence of that. And look at the result. Look at the beautiful result that's come.
Right.
You've advanced yourself spiritually. You advanced yourself intellectually. And now you have something you're really passionate about. So you're following your joy. And it's all coming together in this beautiful.
We know spirit does that, right? Like,
yeah,
really rounded our ways. I was like, where are we going with this?
You're like, what? Oh, right.
But I have good appreciation for it now, right? Just go on the ride and see where it takes you. And
yeah, beautiful.
I think the best way for people to learn, Gary Craig, would always say, he would teach it. He wanted people to understand and learn EFT for free. And so in honor of that, he's retired now, and there's lots of different, modifications of EFT that are out there. What I teach is, the basic recipe is as I was taught by him. And I love sharing it on, podcasts and platforms and YouTube or whatever, because his intention was to give it away for free. But I mean, what I'll teach today is just, the basic formula. But please know that there is much more complicated layers. If you have a history of trauma, this is you're not going to be diving into the most traumatic memory that you've had on your own. I don't recommend that as a clinician. That should be done in one-on-one with a practitioner for safety reasons and risk of re-traumatization. If you want to use EFT for a little bit of stress and take the edge off something that happened, yeah, by all means, you can use what we're going to do today to apply to that. But my disclaimer is, please don't use it for anything severely traumatic. It should not be done
Right.
on your own. So EFT is twofold. I give it to my clients because I want them to use it to, say, take the edge off. They've been triggered by something. They've had a bad day. They're feeling stressed. But if you want to do the deeper layers of work, if we're talking, trauma or childhood experiences or abuse that you've had, that shouldn't, I don't recommend doing that on your own.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Shall I take my
Okay.
glasses off so we can?
Yeah. So I don't have clients focus on anything specific. We're just going to actually go through the tapping points. There is some eye movements in the middle, which are it's a bilateral stimulation of the brain. So we're going to look right and left. The purpose of that is that brain balancing exercise. It's actually similar to EMDR. We believe the research is still coming out. It's a little bit similar to REM sleep, where the brain is it gives the brain a window of opportunity to process emotions that have never had the chance to process yet. There's one small modification that I've made to what's called the gamut point procedure, where we hold the gamut point and do the eye movements, but it is based on my training in EMDR. So again, I could teach a workshop for a whole weekend, but we've got like
Input.
4 minutes. So let's bring the palms of the hands to face you and then turn one up towards the ceiling. So if you have an acupuncture point here and an acupuncture point here, what I like to do is have people do both karate chop points at the same time. And this is where we would say the setup statement three times. And the setup statement, a really basic setup statement, is an acknowledgement of what we're feeling, the stress, the anger, the frustration, the anxiety, and loving and accepting ourselves at the same time. So that might sound like, even though I have this stress, and you can repeat that back if you're
Even
comfortable.
though I have the stress,
I wonder if I could choose
I wonder if I could choose
to love and accept myself anyway.
to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I have the stress,
Even though I have the stress,
I wonder if I could choose
I wonder if I could choose
to love and accept myself anyway.
to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I have the stress,
Even though I have the stress,
I wonder if I could choose
I wonder if I could choose
to find peace in the present moment.
to find peace in the present moment.
Nice. Two fingers. The next acupuncture point is the inner part of the eyebrow. Beautiful. The next acupuncture point is the outside of the eye. We tap about 5 to 10 times on each point. Please don't count. All good. The next acupuncture point is under the eye. There's 14 acupuncture points we're going to cover. This one is the stomach energy meridian line in Chinese medicine. Some people feel anxious. They say spend a little longer on this point. The next acupuncture point is just under the nose. The chin point. Beneath the collarbone on either side. The next acupuncture point is under the arm, so along the rib cage. You can do one side, you could do both sides, and if you work with kids, you can do the monkey move.
Oh, the monkey move. They love that, right?
I don't do a lot of work with kids, but I do have a little one at home. So the next acupuncture point is right here under the rib cage as well. It's the liver point in Chinese medicine. Really good for survival mechanism, or when you feel like you're stuck in survival mode. Then we take the palm of the hand to face your chest, two fingers to the outside edge of the nail bed on the thumb.
I'm just going to move you into a bigger view here for people.
Outside edge of the first finger, right by the nail bed. And some points feel a bit tender or sensitive, more so than others. Middle finger is good for anger. Just saying. Kind of convenient.
Oh, yeah, the middle finger. Lots of people use it differently. Yes.
Yeah. Ring finger, outside edge of the nail bed. Pinky finger. Karate chop point. We'll move into the gamut point procedure, so the eye movements. So come to the back of the hand between the ring finger and the pinky finger knuckle. And you can press and hold, you can tap, but for first timers, I say just press and hold because doing the eye movements at the same time can be a lot. Find a spot in front of you and close your eyes just for a moment. And then open. And without moving your head, look down hard to the right. Look down hard to the left. And then roll your eyes in a big circle like you're looking at all the numbers on a clock. Roll your eyes the other way, big circle. Horizontal right, horizontal left, and right, and left, and right, and left. Big breath in, exhale. Back up to the inner part of the eyebrow, the stress.
This stress.
Outside the eye, this stress.
This stress.
Under the eye, this stress.
This stress.
Under the nose, this stress.
This stress.
Chin point, this stress.
This stress.
Collarbone, maybe I can choose.
Maybe I can choose.
To see that situation differently.
To see that situation differently.
Under the arm, this stress.
I'll do the monkey. This stress.
Front part of the rib cage, this stress.
This stress.
Side of the thumb on the other hand, if you can. I know. This stress.
This stress.
First finger, maybe I can choose.
Maybe I can choose.
Middle finger, to see that situation differently.
To see that situation differently.
Ring finger, this stress.
This stress.
Pinky finger, this stress.
This stress.
Karate chop point. I wonder if I could choose.
I wonder if I could choose.
The last point. To love and accept myself anyway.
To love and accept myself anyway.
Fully and completely.
Fully and completely.
Smooth breath in. And exhale. That last point is crown chakra in yoga, or the meaning of 10,000 points in Chinese energy medicine. And so the nicest time, my client just notice what you feel. Sometimes we'll go back and target the memory for working on a specific memory. Has the memory changed? Has it shifted on a scale of 1 to 10? How distressing is it for you? And most people will say, like, I don't know, it's like a 4 now instead of an 8 or a 3. But this part still bothers me. Or this part is still upsetting for me. And so we would do another round. And sometimes we do 2 rounds on a memory. Sometimes we do 20 rounds on a memory. There can be lots of layers to it in terms of the emotions that come up as we go through it. Sometimes I'll ask the question, well, what does that feeling remind you of? What's your earliest memory of that same feeling? Because I want to know.
Right.
You didn't come to the world that way. So where do we develop that belief or that pattern, for example?
So now, if we're doing this at home, do we take the word this stress? Do we actually replace that with what's bothering us?
Yes. So I'm just, the only reason we're saying this stress is because I actually want you staying tuned into the memory, the issue, the problem.
Mm-hmm.
People, and a lot of times I get a bit of feedback from, you know, teaching this, people are like, but I want to stay positive. I want to stay on my positive affirmations. I don't want to, you know, say this stress. I don't want to focus on that. But if we go back to the principle of how it works and why it works, that neural pathway has been solidified, you know, in terms of an implicit memory at some point. Mm-hmm. And anytime something gets triggered, it's going to trigger that old memory. So we have to go back to it just for a moment to neutralize it, right? I have to go back to desensitize the reaction to it. I have to highlight it, shine a light on it, and then re-record that memory as calm. Remember how we talked about the
yes.
unhook first?
Yeah.
So that's the first part of the unhook. When my client can go back to that memory and it's like a one or a two, doesn't really bother me, then I ask the question, what would you like to feel about that instead? Well, I'd like to feel forgiveness. Well, I'd like to be at peace. I'd like to feel calm and confident instead of anxious. Cool. Let's strengthen the new neural pathway. So yes, we will do that positive affirmation. But we don't do that part until they've unhooked the original reaction. Does that make sense?
That first thing we did there was the unhooking of this stress, whatever that was to individual person. So yes. That is unhooked. Now, do you do it again then after that and then reinsert the beauty?
I will unhook the reaction until it's like a one or a zero. And then I try to rehook something else. So let's say you go back to a memory and you feel really angry about it. Like how angry? Oh, I'm like a 9.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. If I go in and say, even though I'm really angry, I'm going to forgive that person fully and completely. Your body's like, yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
So it's more like,
I'm
willing.
Yeah, I'm really angry about that. That person really hurt me. I wonder if I could choose to see the situation differently. I wonder if I could open up my mind to tell the story a different way. Then I can kind of take the edge off a little bit. And when they go back to the memory, it's like a two, or maybe it's an eight. We do another round. Then it's like a four. And then we do another round. And like, no, I feel kind of neutral about it when I think about it now, because I've targeted the memory. We've assessed on the, you know, the subjective units of discomfort scale, how upsetting it is. I need to neutralize it first. And when you're like, well, it doesn't bother me as much, then I will say, even though that situation made me angry, I give myself permission to forgive them, to understand that situation from a whole new light so that I can be at peace.
Yourself permission, but you're not necessarily there yet, but you're giving yourself permission.
Yeah.
This is the next teeny weeny step toward the final outcome.
And Abraham Hicks talks about this, right? That it's on a scale or a spectrum. You can't go from this end to jump to this end. It's too far. And if someone's emotionally charged about an issue and someone says to them, oh, it'll be fine, you're like, oh yeah, thanks. You really heard me on that
one. Even if you try to jump, you're going to put up resistance within yourself.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Your own self is going to be like, no, that's not going to happen.
You know? Didn't hear me, didn't see me, didn't validate me. And we need to hold space for that and then neutralize it. But we neutralize it from the energetic system and from, you know, subcortical regions up from the emotional part of the brain. And then once the emotional part of the brain feels neutral about it, or we can desensitize it, then the positive cognition, honestly, it comes automatically for people. It just, I don't even have to, I'm going to say install it or use CBT to find a free frame for it. They're just like, I don't know. I kind of see like, it's their issue, not mine. I'm like, okay, let's go with that.
The intelligence of the body, the cellular structure, your spirit connects with the body and that union and that best blueprint for each individual, right?
Sure. So as much as EFT is really simple and I can do a round in, you know, 3 minutes or less and everybody can go on YouTube and find it now, it's actually really complex in terms of the application of it, if you understand the neuroscience behind it. And so, yeah, there's a lot of layers to it. It doesn't mean that you can't be like, I'm going to go, that person cut me off on the road today. Or even though my neighbor's up at 7 a.m. and that's annoying, and, or, you know, doing construction at 5 a.m, whatever, you can still use it to take the edge off everyday things. But for the more complex issues, there's a lot of layers.
Beautiful.
So let's do another round for reinforcement.
Sure.
Let's say that your stressful event was originally an eight and now it's like a four.
Okay.
we'll see if we can do what's called a remaining round. So even though I still have some of the stress, back to the karate chop point when you're ready.
Okay.
Even though I still have some of
this stress,
I give my body and mind permission.
I give my body and mind permission
to be at peace instead.
To be at peace instead.
Even though I still have some of this stress.
Even though I still have some of this stress.
I wonder if I could choose.
I wonder if I can choose.
To see that situation differently.
To see that situation differently.
Even though I still have some of this stress.
Even though I still have some of this stress.
I can choose now.
I can choose now.
To love and accept myself anyway.
To love and accept myself anyway.
Inner part of the eyebrow. This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
Outside of the eye, this remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
Oh, so stressful.
Oh, so stressful.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
I wonder if I could choose.
I wonder if I could choose.
To give my body and mind permission.
to give my body and mind permission.
To see that situation differently.
To see that situation differently.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
What if?
What if?
There's another way.
There's another way.
To tell that story.
To tell that story.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
Maybe there's another way.
Maybe there's another way.
Perceive that situation.
To perceive that situation.
So that I can be at peace.
So that I can be at peace.
So you can press and hold if you prefer. Close your eyes for a moment. Open. Look down hard to the right. Down hard to the left. Roll your eyes in a big circle. Roll your eyes the other way. Horizontal right, left, right, left, right, left. Big breath in and out. Back up to the inner part of the eyebrow. That was so stressful.
This was so stressful.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
Maybe I can choose.
Maybe I can choose.
To see that situation.
To see that situation.
In a whole new light.
In a whole new light.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
What if?
What if?
There's another way.
There's another way.
To perceive that situation.
To perceive that situation.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
This remaining stress.
Maybe I can choose.
Maybe I can choose.
To give my body and mind permission.
To give my body and mind permission.
To be at peace instead.
To be at peace instead.
To love and accept myself.
To love and accept myself.
Fully and completely.
Fully and completely.
Move breath in. And out. And what do you notice?
It's a wonderful sensation. It's this feeling of just being calm and alive at the same time.
Oh,
you can feel this tingle vitality kind of happening with you. And what I like is it makes me acknowledge the core, because the outside, I can feel the sensory experience around me and my core feels solid. It's really interesting. I don't feel pulled apart, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been brought back home.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a beautiful articulation of that experience. Most people are like, I feel calm. My mind feels quiet.
Yeah, no, it's I feel it in the whole body as the energy is moving.
Yeah.
It's quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I will tap for, you know, sometimes I have 6 clients a day. And so I feel pretty regulated.
You're like solid in your center.
Well, that's a co-regulation piece that happens, right? When working with a therapist to do it, it's beautiful. It's
right. You get something from the experience of sharing, but you also get the sense of the healing process happening within you and around you as you're with someone else. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What has happened for you with clients? Do they sometimes start crying when they're doing this? Do they have really obvious emotions? Do you see them, you know, getting more angry? Do you see an increase in that as they're unhooking?
Sometimes, right? Because sometimes people want to intellectualize it and want to think about it, but I really need them to feel the emotional reaction to it. So when they are crying and they have an authentic reaction, then I know they're a 10 and they're really tuned into it. In which case, I won't say anything as we're tapping down the points, because again, the only reason I'm saying anything is to try to keep your mind focused on that memory, right? Because
that's what I was going to ask you next about the echo. Right, this whole dialogue between you and me, or rather me repeating you. What is the purpose of that?
Right. So that's just to keep somebody tuned into, like, we're tapping on this. Don't forget we're tapping on this. And I won't necessarily, Gary Craig taught it as like this anger, this anger, this anger, this anger, this anger, this anger. What I find works really well with clients is when they tell me the story, I will take notes about that story and I'll use those exact sentences that they've given me, like, Oh my God, I can't believe they did this to me, and it was so unfair. And it was, and I'm like, yeah. And sometimes there's a talk and tap approach where like you just tell me the story, and we're gonna tap while you tell me that because I know you're tuned into it, right? So it's a small variation of the original version, but if you understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, then it makes perfect sense. And so if somebody's crying and really distressed, I don't need to say anything because you're clearly tuned into it.
You just,
Right.
so if you're at home, then you just keep tapping if you start to cry about it or something,
Yeah.
right? You
Yeah.
just
Yeah. Just keep going through the points. What I love about EFT is it's literally available at your fingertips. It's available 24/7. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. You can do it anywhere. And I understand, you might not want to do it at
right.
the staff meeting or whatever. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. I'll take on the third extra project. That's great. And so.
In the middle of accepting the stress. Yeah. Gosh.
I mean, I have done modifications or variations. So I will have people just do this one, this one, this one, and this one on both hands, right? So you can be, which again, if anyone's a Kundalini yoga practitioner out there, what we know that this is Ta Na Ma, so it's Kirtan Kriya. And so, but if you went to China and you said, oh, is this an acupuncture point? They would say, well, yeah, it's an acupuncture point. And if I went to India, they would say, oh, this is Gyan Mudra. And so I think we're talking about the same energy system. Who's right? Well, they're both right. There's just a different approach to how we use it. So there is modifications because I could do this under the boardroom table at a staff meeting and nobody would know. Don't get me wrong, I love my coworkers. I don't feel stressed in staff meetings, but I know a lot of people hate them. So I use that as an example. There is modifications. And sometimes when you're driving, you're at a red light and you're like, I'm so late. You can tap in your car. You can tap
Handed.
wherever. Yeah, like there's different ways. And I think my hope one day would be to see other people tapping and just support other people that are doing that. Because somebody feels stressed, they go out for a cigarette and nobody bats an eye at that, right? Like at some point we got conditioned to be like, oh, people just smoke. Maybe they need a break or whatever. But imagine like I'm going up for a tap. I'll be right back.
Yeah, as opposed to, yeah, instead of a toke, I'm going out for a tap. Or
Kind
a
of in that
coffee
Hope's a
straw.
Dream, right?
I often tell people, the individual nostril breathing, right? If you
Nostril
inhale
knots,
down, inhale left only, you can do that in a bathroom stall,
You can
right?
do anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Just excuse me, I need to leave for a second.
I gotta go for a breath. I'll be right back. I'll
Yeah.
go for a breath and a tap, okay? It'll be a
Yeah. Well, this has been wonderful spending time with you and going over this with you, and I hope it's helpful to others. How would people get a hold of you if they want to come and see you, or they want to learn from you, they want to take a program? Tell us a little more about that.
The easiest way is probably to go to carolcowan.ca. There's a contact me page. I do see people in person in St. Catharines at Dalhousie Health and Wellness.
That's Ontario, Canada, for others that are further away.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. And so, I've done. I obviously we met the states as well. So I have worked on both sides of the border, and I do presentations and workshops. My next EFT certification will probably be in September. I haven't picked any dates yet, but I'll usually do a weekend certification like once or twice a year. Usually one in January and again in September. If anybody is a life coach or wants to add this tool as something that they offer.
I mean, you could even learn it for yourself too, right? You wouldn't have to be applying it for other people. You could just do it for yourself. Take
For
the training
sure, for
and be
sure.
an expert at it and help your family with it. Yeah.
And again, you can check out social media, Emotional Freedom Technique with Carol Cowan on Facebook, carolcowan.ca on Instagram. I've got some YouTube videos up. If you forget the tapping on carolcowan.ca, I have a videos and blog section. There's like a 3-minute version of me doing EFT. There's a 10-minute version of me doing it at a conference. And then there's like a 45-minute version of me doing it at a conference. So if you just forget what are the points, you can just go to carolcowan.ca under the videos and blog section and like come follow along and tap with me. So yeah.
And you work for yourself. Do you have a company name? Do we need to know the company name, or it's just Carol Cowan doing her thing?
Carolcowan.ca. This is me.
Beautiful.
I figure sometimes I just keep changing and evolving, so I could never pick a company name. And I was like,
Just
I
do
don't know
your
if
own
that's going to apply in 10 years.
thing.
So, but I will always, probably keep this name. So,
Beautiful.
yeah.
Well, like I said, this has been beautiful. Are you coming down to Lilydale this summer?
I would love to. I have been to Lilydale before, and I'm, of course, big believer in enjoy getting a reading at least once a year from you because you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And but yeah, enjoy the group readings at Lilydale and some of the work we have. I've been to some other workshops. They've got some great speakers that come in.
Yes, absolutely. They've got quite a run of them coming up for the main stage, but then there's also the regular classes and events and entertainments going on. And if you have children, which you do, there's a
They have
children's
kids up
night.
now. Oh, yay!
Yeah, so you can bring her down to, there's a teddy bear and doll tea party for the kids.
Oh, well, that sounds just lovely.
And I think, let me see if I've got it here. I think it's July 25th. Let me double check before I say that for
Like a
you.
Wednesday, isn't it?
Oh, that would be wrong then. So it's not that.
Like a
I would
week
say
off?
look online,
Yeah. Oh, Lilydale.com or?
www.lilydale.org.
Okay.
Yes, believe me, I should have had that date ready for you here. Yeah, there it is, the 30th of July. Tea and teddy bears. Yeah.
Aww.
And I'm going to be helping out with that. So I'm going to have some fun watching those little ones enjoy their tea and teddy bears. That's fun.
Fun.
So yeah, bring your daughter, bring your friends.
It's been a couple of years since I've been because I know COVID was kind of tricky, but I have my little spiritual gang that I hang out with, and us ladies will come down and make a day of it because it's really not far.
Right. It's an hour and a half from the border. If you're coming from this upper direction of the north part of the New York State,
Like Niagara Falls area, right?
yeah, Niagara Falls area. So anybody that knows Niagara Falls then can find it from there. It's about an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half from Niagara Falls.
Oh, it's just a lovely day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super. So thank you very much, as I said. And anybody listening here, if you want to get a hold of Carol, she's giving you the information for that. You'll see it listed underneath all the postings. And I recommend coming to see Carol. I also recommend to come to Lilydale this summer and enjoy yourself. So for now, I will sign off and we will look forward to seeing you next week. Next week for the Medium's Porch, I'm going to be doing messages for about a half an hour, so you can call in and I'll give you some quick demonstration of mediumship. And I wish you all a blessed day and thank you so
Oh,
much, Carol. Be well,
thank
everyone.
you. Thank you. Bless. Take care.